Hello, everyone, and welcome to another episode of IBM Says What. I'm one of your hosts for today, Camila Uribe.
And I'm Carrie Schaefer.
And our special guests for today are Dan Spear and John Baker, who will be talking about IntelliMagic Vision for ZOS. Dan and John, can you introduce yourselves to our audience?
Yeah, sure. Okay. I'm Dan Spear. Actually spent quite many years with IBM at the beginning of my career. Finished up running a consulting practice for IBM for 7 or 8 years. The last 7 or 8 years that I was there. Joined IntelliMagic some time ago, and now that IBM has acquired IntelliMagic, I'm back on the mothership. And yeah, so I'm really glad to be here. I come as one of the IntelliMagicians that came with the company.
Okay, John.
I started working with mainframes in 1992 at TD Bank in Toronto, and somehow avoided working for IBM for the last 30 plus years, even though I've been working with mainframes ever since then. I joined IntelliMagic in 2007. The company at that time was less than 10 people, and now I'm part of IBM as part of the acquisition, so part of the mothership, as Dan says.
Okay, cool. So let's start with the most simple question. What is IntelliMagic?
That'll go. So, okay, mainframe data centers primarily care about two things. They care about application performance, response time, whether you click on something on your phone or on your PC or whatever. If you get a clock, that's annoying, right? And if you're tapping your card to buy a coffee or buy gas, if that takes too long, you're going to pull another card out of your wallet. And our customers, mainframe client, they don't want that to happen. They want you to continue business with them. So performance makes sure that those applications perform well. The other thing they care about, of course, is cost. Ask any executive what's their number one, right? And most expensive invoice in most data centers is not buying the machines. It's actually the software bill. And the software bill, both from IBM and all the different independent software vendors that provide different subsystems and stuff like that in the mainframe, it's based on the consumption, the CPU use, MIPS or MSUs, people use those terms, of the machine. So the degree that you can use less, just like managers say, right? Can we do more with less? That's literally what performance people do, just like tuning your car, just getting it to go further on less gas and get better performance and better speed. And that's essentially the role of a performance analyst, is what I do. And IntelliMagic Vision is just quite simply the best solution on the planet to enable that. Without IntelliMagic Vision, you can be a really smart performance analyst, but you don't have any insight. It'd be like driving your car and imagine the dashboard was completely blank. There were no dials, no speedometer, no gas gauge. You don't know anything. It's driving, I guess it's okay. And Z is legendary for its resilience, so it will keep running if you abuse it. So sometimes we're a victim of our own success. Imagine if you don't change oil in your car for 10 years. Well, if it was an IBM Z car, it'd probably keep running. That doesn't mean it's a good idea. So IntelliMagic Vision gives you the insight into what's going on in the machine and why, if those applications are slow, like why is that? And if this bill was really high, well, why is that? Where are those resources and things coming from? So, yeah, that makes sense.
Okay. Yeah. Thank you.
Cool.
Yeah, I guess the follow-up question to that is that message or that proposition, value proposition, seems to resonate pretty clearly with a large market segment at the moment. And I guess, do you want to expound further upon why you think that is? Like, why is IntelliMagic so hot at the moment?
Well,
Like,
it's a
why
good
did it?
question. I mean, I certainly have an opinion or two on that topic. So imagine the mainframe shops all around the planet. They have been growing for decades, right? And some of the smaller ones, there's an initiative to get off of the mainframes, but so many corporations are totally dependent on the mainframe to process their core business transactions. So for decades, performance and capacity planning professionals are trying to, like John said, do more with less. We want to make it run faster, but we want it to cost less. And you can imagine those are competing forces. You can always throw more resources at the problem and it'll run your work faster. One of the reasons IntelliMagic is so interesting to so many organizations is that it is really unique in its ability to help reduce the risk that there's going to be a performance problem and also reduce cost. In some cases, we find that we can actually improve performance and reduce cost, right? But the real core of it is, you know, to make sure the applications are performing as intended. And this is the next generation of software to do that. And it really does fit beautifully into the AIOps framework from IBM because it has so much built-in expertise, right?
Yeah. And that's a great lead-in. I was going to ask, so the IBM AIOps framework, right? There's three sections, detect, decide, and act. Where does IntelliMagic fit into that, that framework?
My goodness. Yeah. Well, okay. So one of the great benefits of the IBM acquisition is that we were brought into the AIOps team within IBM, and that team already has collaborative, you know, tools such as Omegamon and NetView and SysView and you know other things that serve different needs within the IBM Z ecosystem. So what IntelliMagic Vision does, if you think about Omegamon, you know, most every shop has an Omegamon. And what is Omegamon? It is what I refer to, I'm an old Omegamon classic bigot. I love it. It's a great tool. It's a real-time tactical tool. It's a firefighting tool. You know, you have stuff happens. You can do all the planning and everything else, but sometimes stuff just happens. And it'll immediately tell you what's going on so you can get the lights back on as fast as possible. At that point, when you have a fire, you're not worried about what was the actual root cause from some change a week ago. You just want to get the lights on. Omegamon does that. IntelliMagic Vision is a strategic solution instead of a tactical solution where you're looking at the performance and the consumption of your machine and the behavior of your applications over time, not just in this second, but all day. Yesterday, last week, last month, last year. So you can kind of spot trends, see things that are growing before they get out of control and head them off and essentially avoid the fire. Now, that doesn't mean you throw out your fire extinguisher. I mean, you're still going to keep Omegamon because, hey, stuff can happen. But you're going to reduce the probability of fires. And so that's that detect, decide, act. I mean, you're detecting not in a real time, like, oh no, something just happened, but you're observing over time, hey, this particular piece of infrastructure is starting to get close to its limits. We should do something about that before the phone starts to ring.
Like, sounds like it fits pretty well into the decide framework or step there.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we're not jumping in doing anything. One of the things about vision is we make a conscious decision to not be directly connected to your mainframe. So, you know, we're not going to bring it down. We're not going to break. If something goes wrong, then, you know, the mainframe keeps on running. And we don't also want to contribute to the resource consumption on the mainframe. That's why we run in the cloud.
Yeah, gotcha. And then when talking about IntelliMagic, you know, and it, a phrase that we hear a lot is force multiplier. Can you speak to some examples of what that means in terms of IntelliMagic and where that adds the biggest value for customers?
Yeah, Kerry, it's a really good question. You know, I talked a little bit about how over the decades, you know, professionals concerned about performance, capacity planning, have been writing code to do this kind of analysis, gathering data. Some of the mainframes are so big, so, you know, doing so many transactions, it's just kind of, it's getting humanly impossible to really kind of digest the tens of millions of metrics, you know, that are produced by the system. And when I say by the system, there's just no platform in the industry that is better than the ZOS system in logging what it's doing, how much work it's doing, how long that work is taking. So it's a very, very rich source of analytics or data that can provide analytics. So IntelliMagic Vision takes all of that work away from the professional, the data collection, the processing of all that data, and then showing, you know, what does it mean, and making it so that the user can focus on what needs to be done about the problem rather than trying to collect data to determine what the problem is. Did that make sense? John, you might be able to say that better than I just did.
No, I like it, but I was thinking I would chime in on that, because I think about that old expression people say, if you can't measure it, you can't manage it, right? But the mainframe has no shortage of measurements, as Dan said. I mean, the SMF data, the logging data that is produced by the mainframe, it's just an absolute sea of data compared to any other platform. So it's not so much measurements that is difficult, but interpreting all those measurements, you know, kind of corralling them together. Imagine a haystack, and you're like, I know that everything I need to know about my application in the mainframe is in that haystack, but I don't know which needle, and I don't know where to get it from, and I don't know how to process it and make it usable. And IntelliMagic Vision takes all that and puts it right there in a browser. You don't even have to be a mainframe expert. You don't have to know what SMF record things come from or what variable. You can just say, show me the CPU time used by this application. Show me the response time of this application. Show me how many MSUs my machine consumed last month when my boss is saying, how come the bill is higher? I mean, you literally just click on those things, and it just tells you that in plain terms. I think that's really, really useful.
Yeah, and I think a good summation of that actually is, I've heard something you've said before, John, is that, you know, when you're working for a previous boss doing performance analytics, they said, well, you can just write the API calls, right? Like, just pull in the data, just write the dashboards.
Yeah, you're sounds like, easy.
Well, that's not my job, right? Like, I'm a performance analyst. I'm supposed to be analyzing performance, not writing code all day to pull these analytics in. So I think that's a good summation of what you said, Dan, is like, it allows people to actually do their job rather than sifting through the amounts of data, right?
Kerry, if I could piggyback on that, you really made me think about this. So a lot of the organizations that we work with, they have over the years written certain routines to get at this performance data and try to analyze it. And frequently we'll see, you know, they have 100 reports or 200 reports, and a customer who's been very aggressive might have written 300 different reports, right, that they can run every day. But those are static reports. You run it, you get a static report, and you look at that, and then you decide what else you want to do. IntelliMagic produces tens of thousands of reports every time it ingests the SMF RMF data. Tens of thousands. And it also comes back and says, out of the 70,000 reports, here are the 5 or 6 you need to look at right now. Mm-hmm. So think about how much of a force multiplier that is. I mean, it's a quantum leap in the analytics that are at the analyst's fingertips.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah. And you're one more point you made there about care about spending time on programming versus analytics. Absolutely true story. I was doing an on-site presentation to a very large insurance company that doesn't need to be named, but everybody would know who they are. And a lot of people in the room, and there was a lady who was their database expert. I mean, she'd been doing it forever. She'd forgotten more about database analysis than I'll ever know. And she was approaching retirement, and I showed her something with IntelliMagic Vision on the screen. I just clicked and gave some information, And I said, is that useful to you? She says, yeah, I do that. I can do that. But what you just clicked on takes me 4 hours to produce. And they have very large, powerful machines. And she has a very large, powerful brain. But she, that was her honest answer. She said, that takes me 4 hours. You just clicked and gave me that in seconds. You know, just the time for that very expensive person, who, by the way, is heading for retirement. So now replace that person with someone who's less experienced. How long is it going to take them to do something that takes her 4 hours? I mean, it's telemagic pays for itself, really.
Yeah.
Okay. So that was all very great. Thank you. But kind of speaking to that, now let's say a client wants to try the product out. What steps can they do to take? Can they take to do so?
Well, depending on what you mean by try, Camilla, you know, certainly we, in very short notice, we can demonstrate the software, let a customer see it, or we can do something more formal, like a proof of concept. We can do something in between. And sometimes it's very interesting to just have the customer send to us the SMF RMF data from their shop, and then we do a custom demonstration using their data. And that is probably one of the most useful, easy ways for them to actually try the product and see their data in the product. Creates a lot of aha moments.
Okay. And lastly, if someone is interested in learning more about IntelliMagic, where can they find more information?
Well, so we have, I'll call it taken over. a very nice IBM website. I mean, obviously you can talk to your account rep and they can provide information, but so the IntelliMagic website per se isn't around anymore, but we did something, we started way back in COVID, so 5 years ago now, something called IBM Z, well, it wasn't called IBM then, but now it is, Z Academy. And what these are recorded sessions about performance, about cost, not sales pitches or anything. And all those recordings are available on their AI Ops website. We can somehow put that URL, I think, out there. I'm not going to try and say it because it's long string, but yeah, essentially there's a ton of information there, and it's free. You, even if you're not a customer, anybody can go to that website and just sign up with their email, and you can go through all these recordings. There are over 60 one-hour recordings, I believe, to date. We've done one every month for about 5 years now, and still going. I'm doing another one in a couple of weeks. So, yeah.
Wow, that's amazing. That's a great resource. Yeah.
Yeah, for sure. Thank you. Okay, so thank you so much, Dan and John, for taking the time to talk with us about IntelliMagic. We're super grateful that you're here. I'm Camila Uribe.
I'm Kerry Schaefer.
And thank you for joining us on another episode of IBM Says What. Stay tuned for future episodes.
Thanks for the privilege.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.